All right, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? We're doing another transcribing lesson today. Transcribing is it's a rather non-scientific thing. I mean, I can show you all the techniques and tips in the world, but you still got to sit down and do it with your guitar and with a pen and paper. Now, in this particular case, we're doing Hold On by Santana. The student had tried to transcribe it so far, so she may have some idea already of how it goes, but she hasn't written anything down. And based on our conversation right before I started this recording, I know she doesn't have the whole thing, and I'm not even sure if she has the part she thinks she has correctly, but I'm gonna simply, you know, I could just tell her what it is, because as you probably know, just by hearing it, for the most part, I had to check one chord. I didn't check it against the guitar, but I think I checked it. It just took me a minute. I had to like stop and think about it for a minute because it was a slightly unusual, but otherwise, it's pretty straightforward. So here it is. Hopefully you could hear that. And what's the key?
G minor.
Yes, G minor. So show me what you got so far.
I know the bass goes to an F, so I think it's a...
She's got a G minor and an F.
To an F major. To an E flat, something E flat on the bass.
Yeah, and so... First thing I do is listen to the bass. That's G minor. And then boom, what's that right there?
So F.
It's F, right? Is it F major or F minor?
I think it's F major.
Okay, and then you know your G minor harmonized scale, right? Let's talk about that for a second. You know that G minor is the same as the key of B flat. So if you need to play a B flat harmonized scale first, you can. Otherwise, you can just start with G minor. Before we start transcribing, do you need to do a B flat harmonized scale first before we do G minor, or can we jump right in on it?
So, I think we should
B flat. Okay, good.
First.
How did I know G minor was the relative minor? Well, because I know my music theory. But the short way of doing it is, if you're at the minor, you go up 3 frets and there's the major. If you're at the major, you go down 3 frets and there's the minor. Here we go. So you're gonna play B flat.
So
B flat major. You're doing major sevens. Good job. This particular student knows major seven, jazzy type chords. I like it.
All
right, B-flat major 7, and then what's next? She played C minor 7, D minor 7, E-flat major 7. So if you're listening to this and you don't know the 7s, then just play B-flat, C minor, D minor, E-flat.
This one I'm not sure of.
It's F7. And then she's running out of room, why not go down an octave? You were at F7. For the 5.
So
repeat the F7 just to get where you're at. So there's your 5 chord. And then what's 6, minor or major?
6 is a minor.
You got it.
So it's...
Take your time. The F was here. And how far do you want to go up from?
2 frets.
There you go.
So all of a sudden...
So what note is that? Before G. You think of the chord, just think of the root.
G.
Yeah, that's one of the keys, is just think of the root first. And then you know the 6th is minor, so it's G minor.
Yeah.
Last degree, the 7th scale degree.
Would I play this in harmonized 7th?
Yeah,
seventh?
Yeah.
And then it's a diminished.
It's a half diminished.
Half diminished.
If you're doing 7 chords, it is. If it's just triads, it's diminished. Good job. For those listening, if you don't know how to make that chord, you could either just do F7 again, or you could do a C minor type bar chord with A in the bass. Go back to C minor. Play C, yeah, C, like a C minor bar chord, but then finger 2 is going to go on A on the 5th string, 6th string, 5th fret, and finger 1 is going to go where 2 just was. So, no, put finger 1 on string 2, fret 4. Yep. And for purposes of those listening, pinky is on string 3, fret 5. The third finger is on string 4, fret 5. And the second finger is on string 6, fret 5. All right, so there's the A half diminished, and then back to B flat. Go back one fret. So can you do the whole thing again? Like go do, re, mi. Play the whole thing. Yeah. And then go down an octave for five. Good job. And then G minor seven for six. A half diminished for seven, and back to B flat. Why do we care about all that? What does this have to do with Hold On? Because it's in G minor, the relative minor. So now do it from the point of view of G minor. Now G minor is do. I'm going to call that one. So we got G minor is one. Two is A half diminished. Make sure it's minor 7 flat 5.
Right.
Good.
So this would be major 7th.
And the 3 is B flat major. Good job. 4 is C minor. All the chords are going to be the exact same as you just did in B flat. D minor up is 5. You skipped E flat up there. So you're at D minor, which is the 5 chord.
D minor.
So let's go, let's start over. Just do from G minor. So that's 1. And then 2 is half diminished, so don't. Right. And then 3 is major. Four, C minor. And what's 5? What is it called?
D minor.
You got it. And what's 6?
E major.
Well, how far do you have to go? E7. What kind of 6 is it in the minor?
It's a half.
It's a flat 6, right? So it's only up a half step from 5. E flat major is the name of the chord. Major 7. E flat major 7. So major 7. Major 7. Good job. And by the way, that was the same chord as what we had in B flat. Everything's the same. We're not changing any of the qualities. So F7. And then back to G minor. Good. Do it one more time. So good job. Good job with the harmonized scale. So we're going to go back to our tune for a minute. We got, that's clearly a what chord right there, play it.
G minor.
You got it, G minor. And then that, what do you think that is?
Then that's,
okay.
Oh, no, it's in there. That chord's in the song, I know that, but it's.
It's just F.
F, yeah.
Good job. And all we're getting at is you're using your knowledge of the harmonized scale to help you inform transcribing. If it doesn't sound like something sonically out of the ordinary. Now, you could do it without knowing the harmonized scale. You could just do the root and then determine whether it's major, minor, or seventh. But it's faster when you know your harmonized scale.
Right.
That's the first two chords. Let's listen for the third chord. And I'll go back again. And then this.
So it's got to be a...
So first find the root. The root is...
So the root is E flat.
How do you know that?
Because I think that it's going down a...
Because you already were... Okay, whole, good. Because the bass went down. Okay.
Yeah, the bass went down a whole note.
All right, that's good. Yeah, and you can't go down from F, but you can choose another F and go down and see if it makes sense.
Right, so I can do...
Yeah, do it on the fifth string, absolutely. In fact, do all three. Do G, and then F, and then... Does that sound right? Sure does to me. And then what type of... Based on your knowledge of the harmonized scales, if it's diatonic, what type of chord is it going to be on E flat, major or minor?
It's going to be... I got this.
We should have wrote it, actually. Let me have you write down the B flat harmonic scale real quick. That'll make it a lot easier.
Okay, I got a major.
E flat major 7. Good job. So see if that fits. Play G minor, F, E flat major 7. And then remember E flat. So find the root first. Yeah. And if you don't know major 7, if you're listening to this, just play regular old E-flat.
Okay.
Don't worry about the major sevens. Yeah, in your case, you do know E-flat major 7, because I've seen you play it before. Nice, nice. And play along with it and see if that fits. All right, wait, I'll go back. Here we go. Good, so you only got two more chords left before the cycle repeats for that section.
Okay, awesome.
You're almost there. You're three chords away there. Well, four-fifths away there if you count the two chords as separate entities. Can you hear where the bass goes for those last two? Alright, so after this, coming up right now. Okay, but when it you're right, that's in there. When it first happens, listen to where the bass is. Wait. Can you hear the bass?
Yeah, I can't hear. Da, it's that, da.
Okay, keep going until you find it. Go. Be willing. Okay, there you go. Okay, that's a note in there for sure. So go ahead and, so C is a possibility. Here it comes.
Okay. C, yeah.
Okay. And then right after that is another chord. Well, I'm not going to say right or wrong yet because that's definitely a possibility to see. And then there's another chord right before the G minor, after the C. So if it was a C chord, what type of C chord would it be in our harmonized scale?
It would be a minor.
Right, so try it. So it would go E flat major 7 to C minor, wouldn't it? That's D minor.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Alright.
And then it goes to D minor.
It could go to D minor. Okay, so far we got G minor, F, E flat major, and then C minor, D minor. Try and play along with it and see if everything sounds right.
D minor.
The D minor you didn't like? Okay. But is it possible that the root is right, D, but the quality is wrong?
Yes, I think the D is correct. I think the quality is correct.
Okay, so so try a couple other. So you tried major 7 so far. Wait, so just do it in order. You tried major 7, that didn't work.
Major 7.
I saw you try minor 7. There's one you kind of skipped over. That, could that work? That's D7 she's playing.
Yes.
Okay, see if that works.
Sorry,
okay.
I missed it.
Yeah. I think so too. Okay. All right. Very good. Very good job. I didn't tell you much at all. There's only one little. You're like, and if you had played C minor, you would have been fine, because all the notes of C minor are in that chord. However, in this particular case, I hear that the bass goes to A instead of C. So watch this. It's a two chord. Boom. Can you hear that bass? Like the chords in the middle register. It's a question of training yourself to listen to different registers. You know, the chord definitely sounds like bling, which is C, but that bass note is blown. Here comes this. Right. So what happens when you have C minor with A in the bass?
Half diminished.
Half diminished, which is called a two chord. Right. Last week when you were here with the group, and I had you close your eyes, right?
All right.
I held up one, six, no, I did one, seven, six, and then 2, 5. And they were nodding like, yep, I hear that, mm-hmm. you know. And so we're just doing it the long way for you because it's good training.
Right, that was really good training.
So I want you to write down what we got so far.
Yep.
What's the rhythm of it? Can you tell me? Well, you can save that for the next step, but if you want to do it all at once. Do you know how many beats on each chord?
Yeah. One, two, and...
So go back. How many beats for G minor?
One, two. One beat for... G minor, both one beat. One and two and three and four and. So it's quarter note. One and two and three and.
You mean the chord comes in on the end of four, the next chord?
Yeah. So yeah, one and two and.
All right. Let me.
So it's a half note. One and two and.
Are you saying the F note comes in on the end of four?
Three and four. Yes.
Okay, let me make your I thought that's what you were saying. That's why I'm trying to interrupt you a little bit. Because I'll make your life a lot easier. That's called a chord anticipation, mm-hmm. meaning it's part of the next bar. So just, I wouldn't even notate it in bar one. I would just give G minor, for now.
Yeah.
Because rock music and you know pop music, we anticipate chords all over the place. But it's G minor, 3, 4, F, 2, 3, 4, E flat, 3, 4. All right, right up to that, just up to that much. I just gave it to you.
So
four beat, like four beats each. So listen to it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, now what happens? So you got G minor for four. F for four.
I gotta get the symbols right. So you do G minor.
You can use minor, M, small m. You don't have to use my minus symbol.
Then it's
F for four.
Is that how you would notate it?
Yeah, you don't have to draw the hash marks in there because there's nothing else going on in a bar.
Right, right, okay.
And then what? E flat major seven.
E flat.
You could put MAJ seven or triangle seven, whatever. And then what happens in bar four? So
there's two beats each.
Yeah. And then.
So that's an A diminished.
A half diminished. So A minor 7 flat 5. Or you could put a circle with a line, like a degree symbol with a line through it, absolutely. Yeah. And then D7. So play along. Make sure you're right. Make sure everything looks right. I should have had you do it in pencil. But we did it in pen, that's all right. Very brave of you.
I don't like pens. I do crossword puzzles and pens. So.
All right. Awesome, keep going if you can.
I missed
it. I'm getting a phone call. Yeah, keep going. Because I don't know when the next section comes anyway. Oh, okay, now we got something different. Okay, so fourth time around, which was that. It was slightly different, wasn't it? So boom, there's an extra chord in there fourth time around. And it's boom. So you hear this? So here's the fourth time. One, seven, and right here. Oh, this isn't it. This is the fourth time. Ah, crud, I messed up. Hang on. Here it comes. That was it right there, so. Here it comes, right here. And then. Okay, what was that? Ding, I heard that in the bass. Instead of hunting and pecking all over the place, just start at fret zero. You found it. Okay, you're fine. Which is what?
So that is so that's a E flat.
Is it? Double
no,
check it.
It's B flat.
B flat, yeah. Except on Wednesdays.
So,
so the fourth time around. Here it comes. G minor, F, B flat, and then what happened? Right after E flat, instead of going to the 2-5, it does a 3 chord, which is B flat major 7. So now you're going to have to write that this first thing goes 3 times around, put a repeat symbol there, put 3 times, or literally rewrite the whole thing 3 times. Yeah, and then the fourth time around, it's G minor, F, E flat, major 7, and then B flat major 7. Then what happens right after the B flat major 7? Figure out what note that was.
Ding. G minor.
So. There's your B flat, and it's here.
So, wait, what's the symbol for B flat major 7?
Triangle B-flat. 7, same
oh,
as
right,
E.
Right, right, okay.
All right. And then you had two. You had ding. Well, what note is that?
Four. I'm gonna say that it's a D7 again.
Check it.
It's still a B flat.
All right, play along. Here it comes G minor, F, E flat, B flat, and now here's the chord. Ding. What note is that?
That is a D, so fourth. That is an A.
You got the right note, you just didn't name it right.
It's an A diminished, half diminished.
No, you played third string, seventh fret, not fourth string. No, you played third string, not fourth string. That is the note you had.
Okay, so it's a D.
Yeah, also let me just try and train you. My tip for transcribing for everyone is to build from the bottom up. Try and listen to that bass player. He's laying down, he's almost always, for most pop music, playing the root, at least on the first beat when a new chord comes, guaranteed the bass is. So you may hear other voices in the chord, like with the C minor thing, but it was actually A half diminished. Listen to that bass player first and then build up from there. So is he playing a D right there? So even on the guitar, don't use the upper strings. Use the lower strings to make sure if you're on the right root before you start naming chords. Yeah, use those. So just play along the roots only the fourth time around and see if you're right. All right, here's the last time around. I think this is it. So that's F. Perfect. And do you think it's major, minor, or seventh?
Seventh.
Good job. Good job.
That was fun.
Good job. So, and how many bars of it?
One, two, three, four, two bars.
Nice job. And then, because in the interest of time, I'd love to let you, before you write anything, I'd love to let you, you know, sweat out all the details. But if you got even more in-depth, like this isn't, it's not an in-depth transcribing lesson. This is an overview transcribing lesson, and I hope the main message that everyone gets from this is, including you, is that it's easy and fun and doable, and if you know your music theory, it makes it a lot easier, you know. But all you do is you find the roots first. We're actually combining several steps here because you're you're not a beginner. But for a beginner, I would say, you know, do only the roots first. If you're not sure of which roots there are several possibilities, and then narrow it down later. And then decide whether the chords, so you do the roots first, step one, step two, the qualities of the chords, major or minor. Step three, then you do the rhythm and you put it like we're doing. We're combining several steps. Now in step two, major or minor and all that, if you know your harmonic scales and you know what keys things are in, it makes it a lot easier to make educated guesses of what these things are, which you're already doing. Mm-hmm. And you're even able to do it up out to the seventh degree, which a lot of students can't do. Right, they'll only do triads, which is fine. Going one step further, however, the fourth step would be the inner voice movement. Inner voices means, you know, what's if there's some motion between the, in this case, the quality doesn't really change. The root doesn't change. It's still D, and the overall quality of D7 doesn't change over these two bars. But there's one note that does change, and I'm going to point it out to you right now. Make my long story long. Which is a 7 sus.
So.
You heard that, yeah.
Yeah, I just heard it,
yeah.
I can't believe I just got that.
So well done. It's because you've done ear training,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Which I've neglected to say. I talked about the music theory being helpful. You guys should practice ear training. This is why you learn any stuff about me. Why learn stuff? Stuff is not useful just as stuff. It's only useful in as much as you can use it. That's like a redundant statement. It sounds so dumb and obvious, but the ramifications of that statement are deep. So so it's D7 sus for one bar and then D7. All right. I'm going to give you the rest because you worked hard on it and in the interest of time. All right, so then it goes for a second verse. Let's see if it's the exact same. No, three times. Oh, okay. Okay, so we see that second time around, it's only twice, not three times. So what I would do is label this whole thing, what you've written so far, section A. This is kind of short. Put a box around it so it doesn't look like a chord or... and then I'd put another A in a box and just put right next to it, repeat two times only. Something like that. It's just shorthand. All right, now let's listen to the chorus. Okay, so can you hear where the bass is at on the very first chord of the chorus? I told you I was going to give it to you, but I'll ask you, I'll just make you do this one little thing, then I'll give you the rest. Nice. And that's E flat. Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm going to give it to you. So it goes
so this
E flat.
Be part B, right?
It's B with a box around it, yep. Hold on, E flat major 7. All right, hang on. Here it comes. E flat. F. D7 / F sharp. And G minor. And I think there's a little F passing chord. Let me listen to that again. Wait, hold on. I gotta go back. Hold on. Here it is. Yeah, I'd put two beats of G minor and two beats of F. And then, no, two beats G minor, then two beats F. You put G minor twice. Yeah, right there is F. And then the next line, you're on E flat major 7 again. Then B flat major 7. So next, do four at a time. So next line, E, cross that out. Put E flat major. And then B flat major 7. All right, D minor is next. And then I think it's F minor and B flat 7. That's the bit that I had to double check. F minor and B flat 7 share a bar. Okay.
That's
So after that, B flat 7, you repeat back to the beginning of B. So put a repeat at the end of that. And that goes 60 back here. You got to put it where it goes back to, yeah. And this F minor is going to be first ending. So just put a 1 over it. Meaning like with the bracket, like put the...
Oh, so like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second ending is D7. Because it goes D minor. Second time around, listen, it goes D minor. Here comes D minor. And D7. Oh, my bad. That's the first ending. So here's where we are. D over F sharp. G minor. F. E flat. B flat. D minor. And then D7. G minor. Back to the beginning. You don't have to rewrite it because we're back here.
Right.
You do have to write a 2 over that D7 though. And then put DC under it, which means go back to the top. No, all the way down here, put DC. There's a little instrumental break. Is there a bridge in this song?
I don't think so.
Alright, let's play along.
So this first ending, does it, it ends with a B flat?
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah, so put it right over that bar. And don't start it any sooner than that. Put it right, like it looks like it starts halfway through the D minor or something.
I'll redo this.
Yeah. Alright, I think, alright, yeah, let's just play through, play along with it. You ready? Alright, here we go. Maybe it wasn't 3 times. Maybe I just messed up. So, it seems like I messed up. So, cross out the 3 times. And therefore, when you did second A, repeat 2 times only, you don't need that. You can cross that out too. Rewound so many times that it was hard to keep track how many times.
2 times.
Yeah. So, you can just leave it. You don't have to put 2 times because it already has a repeat there. Right? I rewound it so many times, I didn't know how many times it was. Now it should be third line. I didn't even cross out the whole thing, just to repeat bit. So it still goes back to A again.
So
just an A, yeah. No, just put an A.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Repeat by itself, yeah. And here comes the big chorus. Just do D7 here. Minor pentatonic. And then come back in with chords when the verse starts, which is probably here. Yep, I was right. This is awesome. You're doing great. This is the third time around, so here's B flat. And then it goes right to B. Carlos. Second ending is only to take us back to the verse, since they're vamping out, jamming out. So there's a couple of additions to make to the chart. Because I think they fade out, right?
Yes.
Cool. Awesome. You did a fantastic job on several levels. You can play your seventh chords very well. You understand the theory. Just quick adjustments to our chart. It goes AAB, and then I had you put DC. Instead of doing DC, cross that out and just put AB. And next to the final B that you just wrote, put vamp and fade first ending only. So this is, you know, cutting corners from traditional chart writing, and I don't care, you know. Like Jimmy Crack Corn. So it's just shorthand, you know, you shouldn't have to belabor, it's just a chord chart. You shouldn't have to belabor these things. You know, yes, take shortcuts within reason. If it's throwing off your fellow musicians who are good musicians, then there's something wrong with your chart. But if you're, you know, if it's just a question of someone can't read, then that's a different story. And so there's so many things that you could do with this. But great job on this. And more on this later. So great job.